चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
सस्पिशियस इनकम टैक्स रिफंड क्लेम्स अंडर आईटी डिपार्टमेंट स्कैनर। Suspicious income tax refund claims have gone up in the last 3 years and scrutiny assessments have been initiated against taxpayers claiming high refunds inconsistent with the pattern of income and investments. Parliament was informed on Tuesday. Minister of State for Finance Shiv Pratap Shukla, in a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha, said there has been an increase in detection of suspicious refund claims. The number of suspicious refund claims selected for scrutiny stood at 20,874 in 2018 and 19, 11,059 in 2017 and 18, and 9,856 in 2016 and 17. Scrutiny assessments have been initiated against taxpayers claiming high refunds inconsistent with the pattern of income and investments. Wherever, after scrutiny, the claim of refund was found to be inadmissible, the same was denied and consensual action of penalty and prosecution was taken based on the merits of the case, he said. The total amount of IT refunds during 2018 and 19 stood at Rs. 1.43 lakh crore, 2017 and 18 Rs. 1.51 lakh crore, and in 2016 and 17 Rs. 1.26 lakh crore, and in 2015 and 16 Rs. 1.22 lakh crore. The minister said IT department has also incorporated certain risk parameters in its systems, which prevents refunds from being automatically cleared in cases where suspicious refund claims are made in tax returns, especially those which are filed from a single IP address or from a single locality or by a single intermediary. Such cases are then examined for possible selection in scrutiny or for electronic verification from the taxpayer. Swift action is taken by the department against persons found to be involved in any malpractices related to refunds, Shukla said. In a separate reply, the minister said the number of income tax returns filed in 2018 and 19 up to January 2019 is 6.36 crore, a rise of over 37% over 4.63 crore ITRs filed during the corresponding period of 2017 and 18. About 25 crore SMSs and emails were sent to taxpayers in 2018 and 19, reminding them to submit their ITRs in time. In addition, advertisements were also placed in newspaper for timely submission of ITRs. A provision of levy of fees of up to Rs. 10,000 for late filing of ITRs has also been introduced with effect from 2017 and 18 to discourage late filing of returns, Shukla said. Besides, the field officers have been sensitized about the increasing trend of high-risk refunds and directed to take all necessary precautions and conduct necessary due diligence before admitting a claim of high refund, he said. The number of ITRs filed during 2016 and 17, 2017 and 18, and 2018 and 19 stood at 5.57 crore, 6.86 crore, and 6.636 crore respectively. Direct tax collection for 2016 and 17 were Rs. 8.49 lakh crore, which increased 18% to Rs. 10.02 lakh crore in 2017 and 18. Collection in 2018 and 19 are at Rs. 7.89 lakh crore, 13.4% higher than the collection during corresponding period of last year.